This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
You know, I ran out of time to play this, but I want to get this in when we talk about, you know, the Tim Walzes of the world and others cheering on the possibility that Trump was dead. You tell me if this were in the other direction, what the coverage would be like. Now, the first part here is Tim Walz, but I mentioned that this went, you know, on the Colbert Show last night as well.
Look, I get it. You get up in the morning and you doom scroll through things. And although I will say this, the last few days you woke up thinking there might be news. Just saying. There will be news sometime. Just so you know, there will be news.
Donald Trump will never die. Forget it. He's like Dracula. He's going to keep sucking the life out of us forever.
The biggest story was frenzied social media rumors speculating whether Donald Trump had died. For the record, Donald Trump is very much alive, okay? And no. We like our presidents alive.
So, you know, if Gutfeld had a studio audience, he's a great person to use as an analogy here because he eclipses the ratings of all those three bozos put together. But let's say that Kamala or, you know, Uncle Joe were in office and they had a room full of people cheering on the potential death of the president. I'm pretty sure CNN would be running nonstop coverage about that. The New York Times would put something on the front page of their website and the printed paper. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch, an idiot like Tony Messenger would write a column, or Aisha Sultan, one of the two bozos over there. But when Tim Walz says it, or the canceled, you know, Stephen Colbert, it's perfectly fine. No one's going to write about that in their media columns because it's cool. It's just about Trump, right?
Right.
That is unbelievable to me. It really is. And then there's, this is pretty hardcore. Did you see what happened with the Venezuelan drug ship?
Oh, no. Is that the footage I've been seeing? But,
yeah.
Of course, I can't hear anything in here.
The U.S. has deployed a bunch of Navy ships and troops near the Venezuelan waters, and then President Trump revealed, and they showed this video, that they killed 11 people on a boat in the Southern Caribbean that he said was transporting, you know, drugs from Venezuela. So here's what Pete Hegseth, the defense secretary, said about it.
We knew exactly who was in that boat. We knew exactly what they were doing, and we knew exactly who they represented. And that was Tren de Aragua, a narco-terrorist organization designated by the United States trying to poison our country with illicit drugs. We're not going to allow this kind of activity. You're poisoning our people. We've got incredible assets, and they are gathering in the region. And so you want to try to traffic drugs? It's a new day. It's a different day. And so those 11 drug traffickers are no longer with us, sending a very clear signal that this is an activity the United States is not going to tolerate in our hemisphere.
I'd say it's a clear signal. There's no doubt about that. Here's the president.
What was found on that boat, and why were the men killed instead of taken?
On the boat, you had massive amounts of drugs. We have tapes of them speaking. It was massive amounts of drugs coming into our country to kill a lot of people. And everybody fully understands that. In fact, you see it. You see the bags of drugs all over the boat. And they hit, obviously, they won't be doing it again. And I think a lot of other people won't be doing it again when they watch that tape.
Chris Klemm is back with us this afternoon, former Yuma Sector Border Patrol Chief. I have to ask you first and foremost about that. That's pretty hardcore, Chris Klemm. How are you on this Wednesday afternoon?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I saw that video right when it came out after the president was talking yesterday. And, you know, look, Trinidad Aragua. It's a designated foreign terrorist organization. You know, obviously you listen to some of the media saying, you know, you didn't take them into custody. Look, the drugs that they're transporting, whether that was meth, cocaine, or fentanyl or whatever, that's a slow death. If that would have been a terrorist planting an IED, we would have applauded an Apache taking it out. Instead, this was just a slow death of an organized terrorist organization that's been designated by this country, you know, running drugs that were destined for the United States, you know. President, you know, Trump, whether you love him or hate him, he does what he says he's going to do, and he's going to put an end to that. And that was a remarkable video, and shout out to our American military that took care of business.
Let me play one more soundbite here from the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio.
The United States has long, for many, many years, established intelligence that allow us to interdict and stop drug boats. And we did that. And it doesn't work. Interdiction doesn't work because these drug cartels, what they do is they know they're going to lose, you know, 2% of their cargo. They bake it into their economics. What will stop them is when you blow them up, when you get rid of them. The President of the United States is going to wage war on narco-terrorist organizations. This one was operating in international waters, headed towards the United States to flood our country with poison. And under President Trump, those days are over.
Yeah, I can promise you, though, the coverage in the New York Times and elsewhere will be on the legality of the strike. What is Trump doing? Do you have to? You can even hear it, Chris, from the question, right? Do you have to kill people when you're trying to stop them, right?
Yeah, you know, that's why I said, look, they're a designated foreign terrorist organization, and we don't negotiate with terrorists. And so that's how the president has looked at that. And obviously acted on that. We heard Secretary Hegseth reference that, and then Secretary Rubio. I mean, think about it. Rubio's been a senator for, what, 13, 14 years? Now he's the Secretary of State. He knows this. He's worked directly as a U.S. senator with South America, Central America, and Mexico. He knows exactly what we're up against. He's from Florida, where we've had plenty of semi-submersibles and decades of drug running coming out of the Caribbean and the Gulf. So, you know, this is a long time coming. It's going to be uncomfortable for people that get uncomfortable when they have to see bad things happen to bad people. But it is absolutely necessary to the extent that we need to do this to protect America. I mean, we've seen the poisoning and the deaths and the destruction that narcotics, especially the narcotics that are tainted with harsh chemicals and pharmaceuticals like fentanyl that are poisoning people every day. And so, you know, they're sending a clear message. And, you know, it's great that they're, you know, highlighting this. I mean, we never want to see death, but we've got to deal with it, you know, when we're dealing with these circumstances. But we've secured that border from on the southwest border for, you know, so much of the traffic that it's the other stuff that's coming in the non-traditional ways or the non, you know, the often underreported ways, like through shipping lanes and through, you know, shipping cargo and through these semi-submersible boats. So this is just the reality that now that we've cleared out the daily clutter of millions coming in under Biden, that now we can go after the targeted, you know, really bad operations that have really didn't get our attention over the last 4 to 10 years.
Chris, one of my favorite media moments from the past 2 weeks, and I think it was round about 2 weeks ago today, you had a reporter in Washington, D.C. from Channel 4 there. I don't know if that's the CBS affiliate or which affiliate. She's there doing a story. I think it was a separate story, but notices that there are ICE officers that are detaining a dude who's just screaming at the top of his lungs about just being, you know, someone who's following the rules. He's got a family. He's here legally. All these things. So this starts to go viral. People start retweeting it. There's, you know, even folks that appear like Jessica Tarlov on Fox on The Five. They point out that it's always the cruelty. The cruelty of this is just the point. Well, then it didn't take too long to figure out that the dude that they were taking down and arresting also had detention orders that were ignored, was sent out of the country three times. He returned and also, by the way, sexually molested someone under the age of 13 years old. So they were looking for another Maryland father moment, and he's been in the news the last couple of days, and they couldn't quite get there because the guy was charged with a felony involving a child under the age of 13 years old. They had to be so disappointed, Chris.
Yeah, you know, that's the shameful part of the mainstream media and how they have portrayed illegal immigration for decades, right? You know, it's always, you know, this poor person they were following. I mean, it's constant. You scroll on social media and it's always, oh, this mother has been here for 20 years. She was trying to do the right thing. Oh, find out that she's been convicted twice of felonies and lied on her application. Sorry, that's not a lawful citizen. That is an illegal alien that has committed more crimes by lying, you know, on their applications. Again, that is a federal charge for lying on an application. So, yeah, there's constantly these crying moments and, oh, my gosh, we're the cruelty. No, the cruelty is allowing this kind of stuff to go on for so long at the expense of the American taxpayer, at the expense of the American citizen's security. You know, that's the cruelty. You know, it gets old real quick when you hear the Tarlovs of the world looking for another Maryland man story, Maryland father story. Reality is the MS-13 smuggler. You know, it's really ridiculous. I got to tell you, I was traveling this past weekend. I won't say exactly where I met up with some agents, but it was in my former sector. I'll just say that, in Yuma sector. And they were the happiest they had been. I spent about 30 minutes talking to them. The morale for our Border Patrol agents and our federal law enforcement, they had just come back from an operations and with ICE, and they were just it's amazing that they're getting things done the way they are, and they're super stoked. So I told them I'd give them a shout-out because it was just happy. It was good to see smiles, yes, on the agents' faces going out there and doing their job, knowing that the president – this time has their back, unlike the president of the previous 4 years that was demonizing them. So, again, you're seeing morale at an all-time high. Lots of friends that are my age that are actually joining back up that still have a few years left of eligibility because they got an opportunity to come back and fight. I was like, you guys go knock yourself out. I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing here. But
I can't even imagine the difference in culture from last summer when you and I were talking about this and exposing all this Bill Malusion on the border, showing scenes and, you know, African nationals, Chinese nationals, men streaming across the border being completely ignored by the rest of the legacy media, and even the story of success here that, you know, they don't look for any kind of narrative that involves closing the border down and keeping millions of people from streaming over illegally. Well, they want to focus on, if you go to the LA Times, New York Times, Washington Post, is the Home Depot that may have had some ICE officers there scaring the hell out of people, and that's the purpose of ICE. That's the narrative that you continue to see. There's nothing along the lines of what we're talking about, what you're talking about. I'd love to see a reporter from the LA Times talk to some of those agents and get their perspective. Wouldn't that be nice?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nice.
It would be nice, but, you know, you and I would be we don't hold our breath for that. You know, all those operations, and again, you just have to find the fine print or listen to people that have credibility, including myself, because I'll talk to my friends that are still out there. When they go to the Home Depots, when they go to those work site areas, they're going after a specific target or specific targets that have orders of removal, criminal aliens, and again, a lot of people are running, and we have the right. The law gives them the right to stop and question. This administration is telling agents, if you encounter somebody that has violated U.S. laws, arrest them, which is the opposite of what the last administration said. They said, if you don't find your target, you don't get to arrest other people, you know, and that's the difference is of upholding law and order. And ICE is such an incredible piece of the integrity and accountability process of our immigration system. We want to clean up legal immigration. We want to make it easier for those to come in here for the right reasons, or if Americans need this immigration for business and the economy and academia. But we cannot have that unchecked. We cannot have that in violation of our laws. And that's what ICE is for the interior. That's what the detention is for. That's the due process everybody is screaming about. It starts with an arrest and a detention. That's part of due process. And that's where we're going. And that's a good thing. We've done the basic stuff of securing the border to the extent we can in 7 or 8 months of this administration. And now we're moving through the interior enforcement and detention. I think we're going to get to a spot where we start working on the immigration solution, but it's always going to require arrest, detention, and consequences for the law violators. And I'm proud of this administration, proud to have been part of it on the front end, but even more proud to see people that I used to work with, you know, having fun,
yeah,
doing their job again.
Yeah, Chris Clem is here. He is a former Yuma Sector Border Patrol Chief. But as you mentioned, you did 100 days as a special advisor to RFK Jr. at HHS before you kind of came back into the fold, because we missed you a little bit earlier this year. You were working on that, right?
Yeah. You know, and that's another whole other narrative there. This had to do with finding the missing kids and getting accountability in place and putting practices and policies to make sure that what we saw, which was, you know, basically the missing 300,000 children and people being put with unvetted sponsors going through horror. We put it into that in that first 100 days. We put practices and policies in place to actually vet the sponsors and hold sponsors to basic legal common sense requirements like proof of address, proof of income, proof of identity. We get to know who you are. We want to know all the adults in the household, and let's make sure that you do have family ties, because the stories of the opposite of that was unbelievable, right? And so that's a great thing. I'm very proud of that.
Explain that a little bit. Meaning, yeah. What do you mean by that?
You know, it was crazy. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of documented cases of fraud, right? Where there was missing information, wrong information, counterfeit Social Security numbers put in applications that were never followed up on by the last administration. So we were letting an unaccompanied child go into the custody or the sponsorship of an adult that we didn't properly vet. Come to find out, there's a couple cases on top of mine where the brother was actually raping this person and impregnated her, or exposed them to MS-13 gang members, right, and overdosing. I mean, this is the stuff that was going on because of a failure by the last administration, by putting speed and process over accountability and responsibility for children. I'm glad to say that we pumped the brakes quickly on that, And that was a highlight of this administration so far.
Hey, Chris, one of the things I don't think I ever asked you, and I meant to do this last time, because I'm a little uneasy about this, but I want your perspective. On the way that the ICE agents are masked during some of these incidents where they're taking people into custody, I mean, I'm a little queasy about the masking thing. Now, I understand you're trying to protect people who are getting doxxed and all that stuff, but what would you say about that?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a case-by-case basis. You know, I never wore a mask, and I served warrants, that I was always in uniform. I very rarely did plain clothes operations. So I've kind of look at it as, you know, there are certain circumstances when you're going after or going into an area where you have a high-ranking cartel member, or you know you're going to be met with confrontation, that you've got to protect your identity and protect the identity of your family and loved ones, because you know, everybody's got a phone, there's a camera out there, and they're doxing. So I do respect that and appreciate that. That is not something that is really uncommon. It's just that the what is common is cameras are everywhere now, so you're seeing more of it. I agree that just basic vehicle stops and public encounters probably shouldn't be masked up, because that does, you know, kind of play into that narrative. But if you're serving a high-risk warrant and you've got all your identification on there and you need to protect your identity, that's okay. But I think that there's a lot of images out there. It looks like it's a little over the top. But I get it, right? It's about officer safety at the end of the day. And look, for people that say they're being the language is crazy, right? Oh, they're disappearing and kidnapping. Every agent and officer is accounted for in those operations. So if someone's got a complaint of whatever, they can track them down. They're going to know everybody that's there. So
I got
again,
it.
Individuals, officer safety is what's most important to me.
Chris Clem, you're awesome. Thank you so much for contributing this afternoon. I hope you're well.
Appreciate it. Always a pleasure being on. Take care.
Take care. Thanks, Chris.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.